For those of you just joining us, and for everybody, a reminder, Mother's Day is coming up in less than a week. This morning, we bring you a feature focused on the meeting of maternal instincts and entrepreneurship. Like everything else in the program, of course, we hope that you'll find the segment to be entertaining and insightful, but we also hope it will serve as a not-so-subtle reminder that there's still time to plan something nice for your mom, whoever that might be, the mom in your life right now. In South Central Iowa, the mother-daughter team of Sue Morris and Molly Crawford have gone into business together. They opened up Mayberry's Coffee House and Eatery in Osceola a few years ago. They've been at it with the pandemic in the background. And this morning, we get the chance to talk with Molly Crawford. Molly, good morning.
Good morning.
And what's it like going to work every day with your mom? A lot of people, I think, would really love the opportunity, but maybe the practical reality of it isn't quite matching what they would think. But obviously, you guys have made it work.
We have. We, you know what? We're very much alike, which that, I guess, can be a detriment sometimes. But in our case, it works pretty well since she pretty well taught me everything that I know in the kitchen. I tend to do things pretty much like she does. And that works good. We have a very compatible personalities, both of us do. And I think we like to think we're easy to get along with. I don't know. We seem to make it work fine, and we both really enjoy it.
So Coffee House and Eatery, right there in the name, that gives us a pretty good idea. But just for those who haven't swung through in South Central Iowa, in Osceola, what does it look like when somebody walks in the door?
Well, we're pretty proud of our building. We worked really hard on it. It was built in 1900, and our building is a historic building on the square, on the south side of the square in Osceola. And whenever we renovated it, we took everything down to the original brick, and we have the original tin ceilings. And so it's very we like to think it's very charming. We get a lot of compliments on it, and we're really proud of the way it turned out. So when you walk in, we don't have Wi-Fi, which is a little bit different than a lot of coffee shops do, but we're just firm believers in that it's a good time to either just, you know, rest and enjoy some time, or to visit with people around you without the distraction of electronics. And we play music. My Pandora station is the Everly Brothers radio. So it's all kinds of, classic rock and roll for the 50s and 60s. And we get multiple comments on our music. People like it. It's all those songs that everybody knows, but you just don't really hear too much anymore. So that's kind of the atmosphere whenever you come in. And of course, we have all sorts of specialty coffees. We have teas, you know, the normal things you would find. And then we do our own baking here at the shop too. So we have a scratch muffins and cakes and pies. We have a different dessert every day. We do hot and cold sandwiches, and seasonally we have soup, and everything's from scratch. We make our own chicken salad, which is really popular. So that's just the, you know, we think of it as kind of you're coming to our home, our kitchen, and that's what we serve.
We're talking with Molly Crawford. She works with her mom, Sue Morris. They operate Mayberry's Coffee House and Eatery in Osceola. And with Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, it seemed like a great time to talk with a mother-daughter team about working together. And let's rewind to the middle of the last decade when you were getting this project underway, when it was an idea. How did it go from being a concept to a reality, to use the cliche with those two terms that we hear together so often?
Well, it went pretty quickly, actually. We just identified a need in our town. Osceola is not a very big town. We're less than 5,000 people. And I've lived here for about 23, 24 years now. And after my dad passed away, my mom sold the farm and she moved up here. And so, you know, she had been on the farm and extremely busy. And I had been home raising my four children. And we just sort of identified a need here. And one minute we were talking about it, the next minute we bought a building, and a couple months later we had totally renovated it. My husband's in construction, and it was a real family project right from the get-go. We hired my son and some of his high school friends to do demolition, and I'll tell you, if you want to get your demolition done in a hurry, you give some high school boys a sledgehammer and they'll get the job done. And so we did that, and in December we bought the building in June or July, and then by December we were open. And it was a fast thing, and we started out just being really busy, and it's just grown from there. So it's actually exceeded our expectations. It really has.
So from what you're saying, if I were to paraphrase, you know, from the experience, if you have this idea, this concept, you want to get into entrepreneurship, start a family business, the thing to do is to dive in based on your experience rather than to try to think through all the different possibilities or the things that could go wrong.
Well, I'm not saying there's not a place for that, because there is. You know, you need to be smart about it. But honestly, I just feel like, especially now, which I know that COVID is, you know, the time that we're in with this virus and all is such an uncertain time. But it's honestly, in my opinion, it's the best time to do anything, because people are just open to new ideas. And, you know, I feel like if you have an idea that you think is worthwhile and you're willing to put the work into it, then you can certainly make it go.
Molly Crawford, along with her mom, Sue Morris, operates Mayberry's Coffee House and Eatery in Osceola. And ahead of Mother's Day, we're talking with Molly about working with her mom. And speaking of COVID, I know that that had some impact on your business beyond just the changes we've all experienced in our daily routine. It really had some impact last fall for you guys.
It did. You know, my mom actually came down with it, and we ended up having to be closed for a couple of weeks just because of her, and then also our exposure, and just out of an abundance of caution, we just decided to do that. And people have just honestly gone above and beyond in supporting our business, and the outpouring of concern and care from our community during that time, and just giving our business extra support and patronage. It's been amazing. It really has. We feel very blessed to live in this community.
Now, you mentioned identifying a need in Osceola for a coffee shop eatery like the one that you opened. If someone was in a more metro area, the Des Moines area, the Cedar Valley, Cedar Rapids, and looked around, you know, they'd see coffee shops without having to look too far. Have you had a lot of competition from some of those different outlets? Because I imagine that even if there's not a Starbucks down the block, there's somebody out there who's bigger and a burly competitor, for lack of a better way to put it.
Well, there's always going to be somebody out there that does the same thing you do. But I think the trick is just to, do it your way and do it the very best you can. And I feel like we bring something to the table that other places don't. And we hear that from our customers too. But one thing that we can do that bigger places can't is we can give the personal service, and we can remember their drinks. You know, it's a small town. We know, when somebody pulls in, we pretty well know what they're going to get. And it's just, we've made just all kinds of friendships. I started out with a lot of acquaintances, and those people have really become friends. And I don't think you can really get that necessarily in a big place.
Now, I understand to one degree or another that very quickly it's gone from you and your mom to becoming also a third generation business with your daughters getting involved.
Yes, I have three daughters, and they all work here to varying degrees. Of course, they're in school, so that plays a big part in how often they're here. But my oldest daughter is in college, and she's now she's home right now. And so she just started this week working for us full time. And my younger two daughters are still in high school. So when summer hits, they will be here also. They work every Saturday, and they do a wonderful job. They do. And it's really fun actually for all of us to work together. My mom and my kids and me, we really have a good time.
Well, let me wrap up with just along those lines. You've got your mom, you've got your daughters, you're all working together. What does Mother's Day look like at the Crawford household when you're all spending so much time together already?
Oh, we'll do something. We usually have a, we all go to church together, and then we'll have a brunch. My sister actually lives in town too, in the same town as we do here in Osceola, and she has two boys. And so we'll all get together and celebrate together, because it's Mother's Day and that's what we do.
Well, Molly, thanks so much for sharing your story with us as we think about Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, and helping us remind our listeners that it is on the horizon if they haven't thought about it yet.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been great to talk to you.
Molly Crawford, along with her mother, Sue Morris, and her daughters, operate Mayberry's Coffee House and Eatery in Osceola. And Molly has joined us to share some details about operating a business with her mom on the station where Iowa comes to talk, News Talk 1540 KXEL.